one, the evangelical culture of death. I'm talking about the Christian culture of death. I'm talking about 21st century Western evangelicalism. There's a kind of gospel that says this: come to Jesus. Doesn't require much. Come to Jesus. It's not going to cost you anything. Come to Jesus. And what it works, it works like this. Do you want to go to heaven one day? Do you want to go to a place of fiery torment? Well, no, I don't want that. Do you want to go to heaven one day? Yeah, I'd love that. Great, let's get your ticket punched. Repeat these words after me. And we pray the magic prayer as if that was gospel.
That's truth for you guys. The Bible says to repent and put your trust in Jesus Christ as Lord. It means turn from the life you're living and live a life to glorify God. Turn from it. Put your full trust in Jesus Christ that He died and rose again for your sin that you live daily. Recognizing that. Alright guys, so I'm going to jump into, today's going to be on materialism. But before that, I'd like to get into the Book of Wisdom. So today is the 29th day of, what is it, July 29th. And I'm going to read Psalms 29, and it says, "The voice of the Lord. Ascribe to you, Lord, your heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His glory due His name. Worship the Lord. And the splendors of His holiness, the voice of the Lord is above the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord above the vast waters. The voice of the Lord is power. The voice of the Lord is splendor. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar. The Lord shatters the cedar of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Sirion like the young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the woodlands bare. In his temple all cry glory. 10. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned, king forever. The Lord forgives His people's strength. The Lord blesses His people with peace." This is the word of the Lord. Be blessed. Alright guys, so I'm going to get into, today we're going to talk about materialism. We all struggle for materialism, and it's an idolatry. So, making God priority first. Materialism, what is it? Materialism is a lust for things of the flesh. To possess worldly things, Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Matthew 6:19-20. Okay, and it goes on. That's the bottom line. Where is your heart? Do you desire heavenly things or earthly things? Do you want a new car, home, or clothes? Or do you desire spiritual things, such as greater faith in God and the love of kindness towards other people? Whatever things you treasure most reveal the condition of your heart. Materialism will blind a person to things that are perfectly obvious. God has given us all things to enjoy, our homes, our family. But the sin of materialism turns the blessings of God into a curse. These things that were intended to be a blessing can become a master, and a person can become enslaved to worldly things. The truth of the matter is, you are serving God or Mammon. Mammon. Remember we talked about that in previous live streams? Mammon is pretty much the devil. One or the other, but you can't serve them both. You can't mix light and darkness. Mammon is worldly treasures. And since God has given to us the ability and the capacity to reason and to choose, we must decide whether we will serve God or mammon. You're the one who makes the choice whether you will put your heart and your life into the things that are eternal or into the things that will pass away. Who gives you that desire to choose? God does. In your fleshly dead corpse, unbelieving heart, you cannot choose God. But it's through the gospel of God's word that plants seeds in your life that pulls you and draws you to God. You cannot do it apart from Christ. So who does the drawing? God does. God gives you the ability to choose him. All right, so let's get into God's perspective, Psalms 49, 6 through 20. God's perspective on materialism. 6 through 9 says, those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is costly, and it shall cease forever. Then he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless person perish, and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their houses will last forever. They dwell their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beasts that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of their prosperity, who approve their sayings. Like sheep that are laid in the grave, death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave, far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. So there it is, what I was talking about. He shall receive you. So it's not that you're choosing him, but God will receive you from death. Apart from being a born-again Christian and putting your faith and trust into God, you're going to hell. You're dead in your trespasses and sins. 16 of 49 of Psalms. Do not be afraid when one comes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him, though while he lives, he blesses himself. For men will praise you when you do well for yourself. He shall go to the generations of his fathers. They shall never see light. A man who is in honor yet does not understand is like the beast that perishes. That is the word of the Lord, and that's God's perspective on materialism. Okay, and we're going to jump into Proverbs 22 on God's perspective. Proverbs 22, verse 4 says, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. So you want real riches, not material things of this world, but real riches and honor in this life. You need to fear the Lord in humility, and you earn the riches and blessings in heaven. Okay. Let's also jump into Proverbs 23:4-5 says, do not overwork to be rich because of your own understanding, cease. Because of your own understanding, cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle towards heaven. So, don't work so hard to make all this money like it's going to better your life. But put your eyes on the Lord, and it's like you're soaring above the clouds on eagle's wings. And that's truth right there. You do. Don't be caught into this world. All right, let's get into Ecclesiastes. I'm a fan of Ecclesiastes. When I first became a believer in Christ, when God saved me from death, I read Ecclesiastes one day and I couldn't put it down, and I was crying and weeping on the goodness of God and how the wisest man that ever lived had everything. In the end, he said none of it mattered unless I had the fear and the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, God's perspective, 5:10. Ecclesiastes 5:10. He who loves silver will not be satisfied with silver, nor who loves abundance with increase. This also is vanity. George Muller said, the beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety. That's interesting. All right, so that's pretty eye-opening. He who loves silver will not satisfy. You will not be satisfied with silver. Meaning, for example, in life, when you want something, say you do want that extra $1,000 in the bank. Well, you work really hard, you do everything you do, you cut back to get that extra $1,000 for whatever you want to buy. You get it because God's so good, and we're created to worship. So anytime we put our mind and strength into something, we usually accomplish it. So, for example, you get that $1,000, you get what you needed, what happens? You enjoy it for a certain amount of time. Next thing you know, you want more. Well, let's do $2,000 this time, and we can get something even better. Well, I'm here to tell you that material aspect of life never stops. It keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Because you're putting your hope in a material thing and a physical thing than in the real triune thing, which is Jesus Christ. He should be the thing you're putting all your hope into, because you're created to worship Him and to glorify God. And for those of you that say that God doesn't exist, well, I'm here to tell you that God does exist, and you know He does, because your conscience is a reference that God does exist, because you're morals. You know what's right and what's wrong. God, and I think it's Exodus. Oh man, it's Exodus 8:10 talks about God writing His law on the tablet of your heart. All right, making a change in materialism. Let's jump into Matthew 6. Matthew 6:19-21. It says, lay up treasures in heaven. Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. And then it goes on, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So it's a good example that wherever you put your mind and your heart into something is where it's going to be. So if your heart is in material things, it's always going to talk about material things. Excuse me. So, how to make a change. Let's jump into Mark 4. Mark 4. Mark 4, 18 through 20. Mark 4, 18 through 20 says, now these are the ones sown among thorns. They are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But these are the ones sown on good ground. Those who hear the word, accept it, and bear fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. So how to make a change?
Well, getting the word in you. Making sure the word finds good soil to plant in your life. Making God priority. Someone takes more than others to be grounded in the foundation of God's word. You need to keep reading it, man. The power's in God's word, the Bible, the Holy Bible. The best translation to read is the one you're going to read. King James is a little old English for me. It's hard to understand. So I recommend, ESV. New King James is really well. NASB. And even CSB, if I didn't say that already. It was good translations to understand and comprehend. I don't just stick to one. I do multiple, depending on the context. Okay, let's jump into Luke 12 and make a change in materialism. Luke 12, 15. And he said to them, "Take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses." So, one's life does not. Where am I at? 15. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. So, what you have in life does not consist of who you are. It's all going to disappear. In the end, you will be held accountable in front of the Lord and God, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and every knee will bow. So this is something to work on. Not being caught into the things of this world. Okay. Now, let's jump over here to Galatians 5:16. And I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you will certainly not carry out the desires of the flesh. Walk by the Spirit, so you won't carry out the desires of the flesh. How do you walk by the Spirit? Prayer, reading God's word, and being around believers as well, other people that are seeking God's word. Being a servant. Serving in God's ministry to help and bring the gospel forth, to bring Jesus forth into people's lives. Read that again. Galatians 5:16. I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you will certainly not carry out the desires of the flesh. Okay, this is how to make a change in materialism. So stop walking by material things, but walk by the Spirit of God that He's given to you. Alright? Let's jump into Colossians. Colossians 3, 2 and 4 says, 2 through 4, says, "Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things, for you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." So, meaning, when you died and were given a new life in Christ, the old habits of materialism died with it. Now, your true treasure is relationship with Christ and in God and the glory of him in heaven. Right? It's all about him, man. It's all about knowing more about him and what he did and how he could bless people around us, loving God, loving neighbor. Okay, biblical examples, okay, in materialism. Biblical examples. Let's look at Luke 12, 16 to 20. It says, "Then he told them a parable. A rich man's land was very productive. He thought to himself, 'What should I do, since I don't have anywhere to store my crops? I will do this,' he said. 'I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and store all my grain and all my goods there. Then I'll say to myself, you have many goods stored up for many years. Take it easy, eat, drink, and enjoy yourself. But God said to him, you fool, this very night your life is demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be? That's how it is with the one who stores up treasures for himself and is not rich towards God. So when the time comes and you're going to die, all those things that you stored up, the goods, grains, they're not going to matter, man. They're going to stay where they're at. And Jesus says here, but God said to him, you fool. This very night your life is demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, whose will they be? That means everyone's going to take all the stuff that you stored up and worked so hard for. People are just going to take it because it's not going to matter. What matters is living a life to glorify God, not the material things. Hope that's very self-explanatory, guys. All right, let's talk about prayer in this situation. Prayer and material things. Okay, we're gonna jump over here to Proverbs 30. Proverbs 30. Look how I said that. Proverbs 30, 8 and 9. Proverbs 30, 8 through 9 says, remove falsehood and lies far from you. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you, and say, who is Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal, and profane the name of God. So, David's clearly saying here, whether I'm rich or poor, that's fine. As long as I have a relationship with God, that's all that matters to me. And that's how we should look at it as believers. Have a relationship with God is all that matters. Amen. Alright guys, that's about it for materialism. I wanted to just touch on that. Keep you guys in prayer, man. Get into the Word. Test everything I told you today. Read it and apply it to your life. God bless you guys. All glory to God.